be discouraged. The man, he ain't that hard to understand. You know he's not trying to make trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
I'm still in party mode from the weekend. Even with the monsoons today, with the deluges. It was raining out there. Was it raining when you drove in? Was it monsooning?
Yes, it was.
But you got a problem with your microphone?
Yeah. Could he flip the switch, Gary?
He did. You did not? He did. He says he just gave me the thumbs up. He switched it.
Okay, hello?
Is your thing not working?
Yeah, okay. I can hear now. Hello?
Is this on? How about that? Live show. We got live show today. Brand new week of programming.
You mean when I was driving around yesterday listening to the show that wasn't live?
Did you actually listen to our encore performance of the first ever program back here at DFN following 15 years away?
I didn't get to hear it. Something's wrong.
You know, we have this time. It's called pre-show, and you have a chance to fix your microphone.
I was eating.
Work on your cans. Cans being headphones, we call that. Look at Scott running in. Got to get a little airtime too, a little A-take.
He knows what I mean.
Show off that shirt, Scott. What do we got there? We got a little festive kind of black, like island-looking shirt.
See, because of that, Scott, I don't know what's going on. All right,
Wow. New technology for him, Scott. New technology. Never seen a microphone before.
Not this big.
And there are people out there who wish he had never seen a microphone before. What? What are you going to do? What'd you say?
It's too big.
Too big? You mean like the old unit?
Mark, don't be gross.
Being gross. I'm saying because you have one of those that has the thing, the connector.
Yeah, but
I don't have the connector on my mic. You've got that little apparatus, the gizmo. What is your deal?
See the difference here? See the slack on this one? Now, see, this is twisted somehow. Oh, I got it. I figured it out.
He turned it around. A technical genius.
Hey, you know I went to Columbia. So
hard to believe sometimes.
Don't laugh at me.
And was going for a PhD.
He
could be Dr. Parker. We'd have to refer to him as Dr. Parker.
That's right, Mark. We got a lot to do today. And, oh, my. Your Detroit Tigers are in
Hold on. Who, EP just wrote, still has zero championships. Who's that? Rob Parker or
me?
Columbia?
Yeah. Me, because I went to Columbia and I.
Yeah, how many championships you got?
I got none.
How many Rose Bowl titles you got over there at Columbia?
They had none. Hey, we didn't go to that. Hey, the Ivy League championship. Go look it up. Ivy League championship.
Oh, please stop it, Tommy Amaker.
Ivy League championship.
It's a Tuesday, May 27th, 2014. What do we got? We got a lot of stuff.
Oh, we got so much to do,
it's
so
crazy.
Little time, Mark. I don't know about you. Let's dive in. Yes, I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day. It's one of those days, Mark, where people get to chill out, family, friends, and all that. That was nice. Also a day to remember all the people who have done so much.
Big time.
It's a special day in my family because both my dad and my brother both served in the military. I did not. So I have a lot of respect for both of them because they both did it.
I have to remind people what Memorial Day was about.
Yeah, that's what it's not about the barbecue.
I mean, it's more important than ever.
It is.
Darn it all.
The world we live in. So, for everybody who served or have family members or people.
Are you allowed to salute if you're not in active
duty?
Yeah,
you could do that. That was really great. And a lot of people do understand it, Mark. Some people don't, but a lot of people do. So.
It's So you're cool.
I'm cool. Let's move forward because we have a pressing issue.
We do.
And I want all of those people who about 2 weeks ago basically proclaimed that it's all over. Tigers are going to be, it's going to be the 84 Tigers, 35-5, run away with the division, go running high. And now not only are they in this funk, but they've lost, what, 7 of 8? The way they've lost the last three and their pitching is horrendous.
I got numbers.
And I'm going to tell you this.
I got numbers for you.
For all the people, Gary, who laughed at me. Go ahead.
Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, Gary, keep it going. They laughed at me. They just kept laughing every time I said something about the baseball. They laughed. They laughed. They made me cry. They laughed at me so much.
Every time I have to hear it, I think of myself and William Clay Ford.
Well, that's how that came, that laugh.
That's how it came about.
But you know what? When I told you that the Kansas City Royals would win the division and the Tigers would be a wild card, I am standing firm with that pick. I believe it now more than ever. I see the imperfections of this team. I see the weak spots in the lineup, at third base, at center field, at left field.
Holy moly!
I see them. And worst of all, this star-studded rotation that everybody talked about that you didn't need Fister and everything was great. Go look at just the competition that the Tigers played earlier to now. And now look at this team struggle. Not just losing, but embarrassing. It's embarrassing
well,
stuff
it's
that
no,
I've
it's
seen.
No different than watching any of the horse races. It's like watching the Preakness of the Kentucky Derby or the upcoming Belmont where a horse gets out of the gate early and other horses that are still competing. You know, slow start, but then they start to make their move around that, you know, first turn. It's the same as, that's what we call it a horse race.
It
why is. The baseball season is a marathon horse race.
But I want, hey, if you still are.
Thank you, Secretary of People.
Lockstep, and you just believe this team is the end-all, be-all, and you don't see any issues, and they're going to roll to the division, I want to hear from you, because there's no way. If you watch one Justin Verlander JV pitch these last couple times out, Marquez given up 16 earned runs in his last three starts. You got numbers for me? What numbers you got?
Well, here's the numbers I have. First of all, the team in the last 8 games allowed 67 runs. In the last 3 games, they've been outscored 34-6.
You know what's so bad? What did you just say, 67 runs? So bad that when Jose Valverde was told those numbers, he laughed.
And he just got cut again.
Well, he got booed off the field at Citi Field after he gave up 3 runs in the ninth inning.
To the Pirates.
To the Pirates.
So the Mets dumped Papa G again. So
and you
Papa
know what?
G's looking for work, baby.
And you know what, Mark? That's what you do when you give a guy who has a short leash. That's why Phil Koch gives up a granny. He's still on the team. It is absolutely outrageous. And I know it wasn't his fault because it was a walk and a error that put guys on. But he still gave up the granny. At some point, you got to cut bait and move on.
Mets also fired their hitting coach, Dave Hutchins. Replaced him with the old White Sox, Lamar Johnson.
Lamar, I remember him.
Mm-hmm. Lamar Johnson Mark, is now the
when,
Mets hitting
when
coach.
When things aren't going right, you got to make changes. What are you waiting on?
Hold on, I'm not done. So anyhow, the thing that people forgot about with the 10-0 rocking that Drew Smyly took on Memorial Day. With
4
the,
solo home runs.
In Oakland. The A's came into the game having lost 4 in a row. And in their last 6 games prior to the game yesterday, they had not scored more than 3 runs in any one game.
Once again, the Tigers
were
now
primed for the taking.
And what about Texas, Mark? When they came in, Texas was reeling when they came in. How about Cleveland? They were reeling Tigers went to Cleveland. All three of the last 3 series, all the teams were struggling until the Tigers came to town.
Starting pitching has been awful except for the one effort by Sanchez. And, in fact, Anibal has the last 2 wins that the Tigers have. It's both Sanchez. So Verlander, the deal today is, and there's numbers on this. You can do this work. That's the beauty of where we stand in baseball. You couldn't do this in the old days. His fastball literally is down to about 92 miles an hour on the average, where it used to be in the 94-95 range. You lose 3 miles to major league hitters, professional major league hitters on your fastball, they're going to knock you all day.
And Mark, what's the other thing that I mentioned last night on Sports Final Edition? The control.
You say last night, 2 nights ago.
2 nights ago.
How to remember it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Sunday night. Mark, even if you listen to the game on the radio and listen to Jim Price, I've never seen, this is Jim Price. This is not me. This is not Rob Parker, the Tiger hater. This is Jim Price. Never seen Verlander have so many 3-1 counts. Mark, this is the big leagues. Mark, you've hit big league pitching. When the count's 2-0-3-1, and you got to come with a fastball, tell me, are you going to get hit? I don't care who you are. You can't pitch from behind. It's the control aspect. He doesn't strike out people anymore. Look at this. Most games, 4 walks, 2 strikeouts.
I got bad news for you.
Are you kidding?
This isn't new. This started with JV last summer.
I know it was.
And then he took a little pause during the postseason when he pitched very well.
And who he pitched against? One team that he owns, right? The A's. And I'll give you, he also pitched well against the Red Sox. They lost the game, I think, the one that he started up well. But okay, pitched a couple, 3 games. Other than that, he was awful last year.
And the start of this season was okay. And maybe he'd right into the ship.
But who did he pitch against? There was a lot of weak teams early on. And you know what? Even that sweep in Boston, Mark, I'm going to take it back. They don't earn it. You know why? Because the Red Sox lost 10 in a row, right? So it tells you how bad they were. That winning streak in Boston is not nearly as impressive, is it?
The other thing,
it's not as impressive now.
The other thing, though, about Verlander, and I want to bring this up. This guy, I know it's hard to believe, this is Justin Verlander's 9th full season in Major League Baseball. This is actually his 10th year in the league. His anniversary will be 4th of July, 2005. That will be 9 years, but it's 10 seasons. July 4th, 2005 was when he came up, not 06. He had the 2 crappy performances, and Alan Trammell and Dombrowski sent him right back down to Toledo. He was not ready for this. I'd never forget Tram after the 2nd appearance, which I believe was right before the All-Star game here at Comerica in 05, saying, this kid will be something someday, but right now he ain't got it. So he's going right back down. Two starts, and that's it. And Tram was one of the most succinct he has been in the 3 years he was manager here, is how he was with Verlander. He was very adamant that Justin Verlander not kind of break ground as a starting pitcher in 05 and wait till 06. There was a little controversy with that back then. We have forgotten that. A lot of people think that Justin Verlander didn't start any his major league career till 06. When he was Rookie of the Year. But it was in 05. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is he's thrown a lot of baseball games.
More pitches than anybody. You know that him and CeCe Sabathia are up there 1 and 2, I think, in pitches thrown over the last 4 or 5 years.
Remember the old Dodger, Mike Marshall, went to Michigan State, was the relief pitcher. I think still holds the record for most games ever by a relief pitcher in a season.
79?
No, it was 104, I think.
Was it that many? Yeah, I remember it was a lot.
Mike Marshall majored at Michigan State in kinesiology. It's the study of arm motion and other body part motions. And 2 things he always said. Number 1, the body was never meant to throw a ball overhand. That's why softball pitchers can pitch forever. And girls softball pitchers, when they play in college, you'll see the College World Series coming up. Sorry, Michigan, Carol Hutchins, you didn't make it. Florida State did a nice job. They can pitch till they're 100 because that's the natural motion of the arm. Your arms aren't up here. Your arms are down here. So it's a pendulum motion,
and Mark,
which made sense, right?
And anybody who's ever seen a pitcher after a game, if you see what their shoulder looks like, you can't believe it.
The pain involved. And now we've seen the Tommy John surgeries, too.
And the redness and the soreness. Yeah. They have to put an ice pack because your arm is exploding.
Okay, so I'm not probably telling you anything you don't know at that point. But Mike Marshall said the 2nd thing. A pitcher definitively only has a certain amount of pitches in those arms. Now, what's the number? Is it 1,000? Is it 10,000? Is it 100,000? I mean, if a guy averages 100 pitches a game or even 60 to 100, and he pitches all the 30 times a year, you're talking about... So you're talking about maybe 3,000 pitches or thereabouts in a career. Is that what it be? If you go 10 years, 12 years, 4,000 pitches. And after that, you don't have any left. All you're doing then is struggling to get to the finish line. Jamie Moyer found that out. Jamie Moyer made it to 49 years of age. Right, Rob?
That's right.
And then he was finished. There was no more pitches left in the arm. Verlander might... Is he at the spot where he's done with pitching?
No.
But is he on the road to it? Of course he is. 10 years in.
All right, it's time for the official Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Hank Aaron time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
Yeah, we do it every night that we're on. We honor the 40th anniversary of the 715th home run from Henry Louis Aaron? Is that his middle name? Henry Louis Aaron, right? And caught by Tom House in the bullpen. I won't say the article again right now. Some other time. It also means it's 7:15 in Metro Detroit, and hopefully the You've made it through the first round of monsoons. We have another round coming up at some point later tonight. Shouldn't be any really severe weather, but be careful out there with the flooding. There's a lot of flooding on the Metro Detroit roadways. So 7:15, let's just start this. We'll get back to Verlander. I think this is an important deal. Because you have this guy for, you know, perpetuity, it seems. And I just don't know how many pitches left in that. 10 years in, people. 10 major league seasons in. My name is Mark. Welcome to the show. Brand new week after Memorial Day. The guy across from me is a guy who can now reveal that he did, in fact, spend his weekend in Italy at Kim and Kanye's wedding. And he has set the over-under at 62 days for the Kim and Kanye divorce. And Rob was with Andrea Bocelli for the West Kardashian wedding. Bocelli sang Conte Partiro, that beautiful song that he sings. I think Sarah Brightman sings on it with him on the album. And Rob went and sang the Jeffersons theme song. So that was really nice of you, Rob, with the Kim and Kanye wedding. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
That's right. It is Sports Night with Parker and a Man on this Tuesday night, Metro Detroit, day after Memorial Day. A little wet out there, but typical summer showers kind of thing. EP, of course, our producer, Gary, our engineer, Sarah and her video streaming minions, Scott and Raquel, on the other side of the glass. Also, our interns, Mo and Derek, are both in there as well. I think they're in there or they're around. They're both here today. When they came in the studio, Mark was like...
The studio.
They were like, or they gang rushed us. They came in. But
did we get the bums rush?
That was what it was.
The bums rush.
But our telephone number, 248-848-1130. Let's talk about the Tigers, where they are, who's to blame. I want to hear about how good-looking Brad Ausmus is now. All that nonsense we were hearing about.
I got to tell you, Rob.
Brad Ausmus is good-looking, and that's why I love the way he manages.
Rob, I'm stuck on Verlander. I really can't get past Justin Verlander.
One more, because it's been a couple of seasons,
right,
though.
I think this is a serious issue for a guy who is signed, sealed, delivered for, as I said, basically in the perpetuity for the rest of his baseball career. He's a Detroit Tiger, barring some strange happening in a trade down the line years from now. But I'm just one, and he said it himself. He said the words. I have to figure this out. There's something to figure out, and he knows it's there.
Jared Weaver had to change his... How hard was
pitching
was
style?
What did he do, Mark? Now he's throwing this and this way.
Rob, it's like heresy to say that maybe Verlander has to relearn how to do things.
How to pitch.
Because if the fireball is gone, Thunderball's done. It's officially over in Detroit. The Justin Verlander 100-mile-an-hour, 99-mile-an-hour Thunderball is history.
You can still pitch and get people out. You know what? Everybody doesn't have to throw 95, but you have to know how to pitch. And you can't pitch from behind, especially when you don't have that heater to put people away. And, Mark, I saw this a couple of years ago, and I think we were where the bottom of the order used to beat him up. Guys, the ninth place hitter would get a two-out knock or a home run. That's the stuff that I looked at and said. In those days, that's how you become a great pitcher and feast. You always get that key out, one of those last three guys batting. And he couldn't get those
guys.
You
know, the one difference here between a guy like Verlander or a Smoltz or a Maddox, and we make fun sometimes of the Braves and winning all those divisions. They at least won a World Series.
They got one.
Verlander was supposed to have done that by now. He's made All-Star teams. He's won Cy Young Awards. He's won an MVP. He's won a Rookie of the Year. He's done everything you've asked him. Get you to the playoffs. But no World Series victory.
And I'm going to tell you, Sunday, with that stinker that he turned in, Mark, that's where your ace, the guy you're paying all that loot, is the stopper.
Well, he's 38-12 or something like that after a loss?
If they win that game, they split the series with the Rangers. It's not the end of the world, right? With a split. Instead, he comes out and has an absolute stinker. A stinker.
Stinky.
That's right. Stinky was big time. All right, 248-848-1130.
What's up, John? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Hope you guys had a great holiday.
Yes, I hope you did, too.
A lot of pasta, ramen when you were in Venice.
I had to stay away from the dessert table because I'm off my diet now.
And John, he was going to go with him to Ireland, but he said, no, I'm coming back and doing the radio show.
And John, let me tell you this real quick. You know how off I'm off this diet? I want to tell you how far off I am. I went in today to Kroger and bought 6 red velvet cupcakes with cream cheese frosting on top. I might have a sugar stroke tonight.
Where are they right now?
They're on top of the refrigerator waiting for me to get home.
You should have bought a 7.
Why? For you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Don't be broadcasting. You bought red velvet cupcakes and brought nobody for the crew.
None of them. No, I'm gonna eat all six, and I got a whole white milk to drink down with to wash it.
Okay,
down.
Well, that's really nice for you. Good for you.
All right, John, what you got?
Like ever since he won the MVP and the Cy Young, he hasn't been the same. And it just, I don't know. It's like, you know, last year was his motion and this and that, and there was rumors and speculations about him and Upton, and that's why his head wasn't right last year. I mean, there's no excuses this year. Either he's got something definitively wrong, as Mark thinks he does, and a lot of other people do too. It's just, it just seems like ever since that, he put everything in winning the MVP and the Cy Young, and he just kind of.
John, do you agree with? Do you agree that ball don't lie?
Ball don't lie, right?
That ball averages 92 miles an hour on the fastball now. Ball don't lie.
Even with last year, all of a sudden he's getting the 6th and 7th inning, he's pumping 97, 98. This year he's not doing that.
I'm telling you, he'll, instead of going in the old days where he'd go up for a strikeout, 1-2, bounce a ball in the dirt, curve ball on the outside, like nibbling, like instead of going for
Rob,
it.
Rob, he's trying
nibbling.
To learn how to pitch.
Well, but that's not working.
Pick his spots. He can't get by with the fastball.
Warren Spahn pitched into his late 40s, and I mean, I know Mike Marshall said something about the genealogy of the arm. I mean, look at Nolan Ryan. He still to this day probably has the greatest form of any pitcher.
I would say one other guy had better form than Nolan Ryan, Tom Seaver. Tom
Seaver and Ryan were pretty similar towards the end of their careers.
And Tom
they kept
Seaver
it very short.
And Tom Seaver, remember, his
you
balance.
Remember that motion?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Right to the body and then pitch. Way out there.
Remember Seaver used to always have dirt on his right knee, Mark? Perfect form.
Right, the knee went all the way to the ground.
All the way down to the ground. You'd always see dirt on his knee. Tom Seaver was unbelievable.
Seaver and Ryan did this thing where they had a very compact pitching motion. That Verlander, who's got to stop this way out there thing, he's going to have to reel it in a little bit now. That's what pitchers do who are fastball pitchers who become kind of pick-your-spot artists, like Maddux became. Right. Not that Maddux was ever a fireballer.
No, but he changed.
He changed.
He changed. 2-4-8, 8-4-8, 11-30.
Buster.
Hi, boys. Did you know that this is Jamie Oliver's birthday?
Jamie Oliver?
The chef.
I hadn't thought about Jamie Oliver's birthday, but thank you.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and here in Windsor, it seems we get a tornado touchdown here.
Yeah, there is bad weather to the east of us more than there is coming from the west.
Yeah,
be careful out there, Buster. Don't get blown away.
Huh?
Don't get blown away out there in Windsor.
Yeah, I won't get blown away in Windsor. Oh, and Rob, one thing about Brad Osmond. I don't care about Brad Osmond's looks. A lot of ladies here think I'm even better looking than Brad Osmond, and I'm 16 years older than he is.
Killing me,
dude. But about Verlander... Yeah, he's going to have to learn to become more, get by more on guile than goods because, you know, you see from Sabathia's having to do it now. A whole bunch of them are doing it now, like I guess A.J. Burnett, I guess Beckett, who pitched the no-hitter the other day. But I'm telling you one thing, I don't know how people like Mickey Lowell. I remember I was in high school then. That was my last year of high school, and Lowell, which had those 29 complete games, 45 starts, and 376 and two-thirds innings, and then I think he had 330.
Yes, you do, Buster, because they did it by necessity. There was no option. There was no guy coming in. They completed games.
Yeah, I know, Mark, but I mean, and there was no such thing that obviously if there had been, you know, the only thing Lowell ever trained on was donuts, and these people and pitchers in those days weren't looking like Adonises like a lot of them are now. And I think they're throwing a lot harder now, most of them, than they did, like, say, 25, 30 years ago. But by the way,
with a guy like Lovich back in those days, you had guys like Timmerman and Freddie Sherman. And,
oh, I remember Timmerman, yeah.
And obviously John Hiller. Those guys like McClain until he left early because he was done by 71. And then Lolich, who was pretty much done here by 73, 74.
Well, yeah, because he pitched the final two bad seasons with the Mets.
They refused, and the Padres, too, they refused to come out of games. They would not allow Mayo or whomever or Billy Martin to replace him with.
They used to have
it on the manager. Now the manager dictates. It didn't used to be that way.
It
started with Billy Martin. Remember how in Oakland in the early 80s he had McCaddy, who's from Detroit, and Norris, and Keogh. and they pitched 94 complete games in 1980.
And and we ruined their careers, Billy Martin.
Brian Kingman lost 20 one year.
Yeah, pardon me?
Brian Kingman lost 20 games one
year. Yeah, Brian Kingman was the last 20-game loser until Mike Moroff. I remember that. But that's what's happening here. I mean, what's going to, and also now I understand that they didn't have, back when I was coming up, they didn't have travel teams. But they just mostly played baseball. Of course, there wasn't that much high school baseball here in Windsor, but I guess in Detroit. But they didn't have travel teams like they do now, and they're pitching just about all year long, and they're working out like bandits now all year long. And I think that's what's happening now. I think they might, the pitchers themselves, but they've gotten bigger and stronger, but the tendons and joints don't, they stay about the same size, and so they're putting too much strain on, you know, so they're going to have to dial back some of their training routines and pitching routines in high school, and then maybe we'll see a lot fewer of these Tommy John surgeries.
Wow, Buster just, boom, there you go. Got it out, none.
All right, 248-848-1130.
Got more coming up on this. Obviously, we'll talk a little bit about the matchup tonight because it's interesting, and there's a really interesting thing about the rest of this road trip that you may not even realize. That'll be next. How about that for a tease?
I like that.
I think you're going to be not pleased, to be honest, about the rest of this road trip between Oakland and Seattle. 248-848-1130. It's Sports Night with Parker and Mann. Back in the saddle on a Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend. 2014. It's Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan, and yes, we're just getting started.
What up, though, Detroit? This is Joik Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on The Fan.
If you've been injured in an accident and it wasn't your fault, you already have enough to worry about. The Daily Law Firm will get you the compensation you rightly deserve, and there's no fee if you don't win. It's guaranteed. So if you're unlucky enough to have had an accident, on the road, at work, or anywhere else for that matter, call us at 844-DIAL-DLF and let the Daily Law Firm help you move on from your unfortunate mishap. The Daily Law Firm, always fighting for you.
Hey, get up. Come check out The Lighter Side of Golf on Parker and the Man, Monday through Friday between 7 and 10 p.m. for the latest in golf information, golf tips, the PGA Tour, golf products. Do yourself a favor. Check out The Lighter Side of Golf every Monday through Friday with Parker and the Man between 7 and 10 p.m. As always, you can reach me at Bob Krause Golf on Facebook, BobKrauseGolf.com, or at Bob Krause on your Twitter. So check it out.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations, located right there in Lathrop Village on 12 Mile and Southfield. Of course, Sam is the man, Mark.
Oh, who you telling?
He takes care of all the alteration needs you might have, cuffs, taking the suit in, letting the pants out, whatever you need done. Men, women, children. You can even buy a suit there at Sam for very inexpensive prices, great quality, great quantity, all the stuff you need. It's Sam's Alterations, located on 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road, right there in Lathrop Village. Hey, Mark.
Yo.
Go get Sam.
Sports wrap next.
What do you say? Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
The best haircuts in Detroit are at Sporty Cut.
Home of the $10 all-even haircut. Hey, Teak, don't take too much off. Come on!
7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers, Sporty Cuts.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You just had a Bob Krause sighting in
That's
the studio.
Right.
BobKrauseGolf.com.
Bob Krause.
Right there.
All right, 248-848-1130. Let's do this, Mark. Time for a sports wrap. He is the man. Excuse me, Mark Wilson.
Too many of those red velvet cupcakes coming back to bite you.
Man, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Make sure you go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Well, the Tigers have not folded. They have not forfeited the rest of the season, even though it seems like they're off the rails and chaos reigns. But they are playing the A's again tonight at 10:05 at the Oakland Alameda County Stadium. I'd love calling it that still. Max Scherzer against Sonny Gray. You know what Sonny Gray's real name is? By the way, Rob, do you know what his real name is? Sonny Gray is his real name. Sonny Douglas Gray. 5-1 with a 1.99 ERA goes into this tilt tonight. Tigers 28-19. They've lost 7 of 8. Oakland's now 31-20. They had lost 4 in a row. before the 10-0 romp over Drew Smiley yesterday. Again, a Bob Krause sighting right there. The big rigs and race teams are arriving on Belle Isle, mostly from Indianapolis, for this weekend's Detroit Grand Prix. Free pre-day is Friday, with IndyCar Series quals and racing both Saturday and Sunday. Friday is a practice day you can see for nothing. Just head out there. It's a free day, and the Truck Series as well. Local scores first, Sportsnet with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, West Finals, Game 4 tonight at 9. Spurs and Thunder. What gonna happen? Heat Pacers, East Finals, Game 5 is tomorrow night at 8:30 in Indiana. Miami up 3-1. We'll get to that later. Oh, yeah, we're coming after you, Indiana. Stanley Cup playoffs, Game 5 Eastern Final starts in about 22 minutes. The Rangers in Montreal, the Rangers, Rob Parker, can punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time since Mike Keenan, and the Rangers won it back 20 years ago. Game 5 for the Kings in Chicago is tomorrow night at the United Center. L.A. can wrap up that series, surprisingly. And then, look, they won it a couple years ago, so they're trying to go for another one as well. Other baseball, American League, Tampa, Toronto, no score second. Other games start later. Interleague series, Boston, Atlanta underway. 1-1 the score, Jason Hayward with his fourth homer this season. The two other interleague series going on this week, Baltimore, Milwaukee, and Yankees, St. Louis. That game will be at the new Busch. National League, Mets and Pittsburgh underway, no score second. Three others start after 9:40, plus the games that are about to begin as well. Jack Nicklaus's Memorial PGA Tournament begins Thursday. One of the best fields of the year, Matt Kuchar defends. French Open Tennis, day three in Paris, on the red clay of Roland Garros. Rob loves when I do that, man. I don't know what's going on there. Women's second seed, Lee Na, was the biggest upset victim. And 13th-seeded Caroline Wozniacki also got beat just over a week since Rory McIlroy broke her heart and broke off their engagement. It's not been a good 10 days for Caroline Wozniacki. And she's got to get rid of all those invitations that he hated so much. On the men's side, Tommy Haas had to retire with injury, up 5-2 in the first set. Andy Murray, an easy four-set win. And Leighton Hewitt loses today in Paris. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut. Sporty Cuts. This is the rest of the trip. Oh, you know, before I get to the rest of the trip, you know what else today is, Rob? Do you have any idea? We didn't even mention it in the first half an hour. We've gone 40 minutes without mentioning what else today is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let me hit the button.
I know. Well, we had to get out the box with the Tiger stuff. I know. What is it?
Take out the papers in the trash. Are you looking up in the cash? You better watch that kitchen floor. Are you ain't rock and roll no more? Yeah.
You know what it is? It's a trash talking Twitter Tuesday. You forgot the Twitter part.
I know. We update it.
Actually, with Twitter, anytime tonight you want to do any trashing at all, just go to Twitter, @ParkerAndTheMan, hashtag it, capital T, capital T, capital T, capital T, just a four. Four T's, any way you like. And we are web streaming. You can watch us, too, at ParkerAndTheMan.com and PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. So when we do it on the air, you can call in and trash whatever you like. Check out iHeartRadio. Get that app. You can do it from anywhere in the world. I mean, this is the best trash talking ever. The old days, Rob, we could only do trash talking on the Redidio. Now you can do it on social media. Hell, you can do it on Facebook if you wanted to. But check out the Twitter, the Twitter machine. Get that all fired up, and you can do some trash, and we'll do that later tonight.
All right, 248-848-1130.
For the rest of the trip combined, Oakland and Seattle, there's still six games to play here. The record of the starting pitchers the Tigers will face is 24-11. So you're backed up here. You're going to be facing the best that Oakland and Seattle has right now, and these are two teams that are not to be messed with. In other words, you've got to play like there's no plan. Sometimes, I'm going to say it, and if there's one criticism I have of the early season Brad Ausmus Tigers, is that, and as much as I'm digging the running and you're taking off and you're doing a little more hit and run, yay, a little gimmicky, but okay, sometimes it works, especially with that kind of team. And I'm not saying they're Cadillac-ing it. And I like, you know, with the Zubaz pants and the touching, and Miguel's touching everybody's head, and Victor Martinez is slapping guys in the face. There's a little too much yuck going on. Now, I'm not saying you have to be totally serious to win games. You can have some fun. Cabrera's always been about having fun, and kind of V-Mart's been the same way.
Yeah, yeah, but that stuff didn't go on when Jim Leland was around.
You know what I'm saying? Am I right, though?
Let's be honest.
A little too much of the touching heads and the other day, Miguel V-Mart slapped, I don't know who was in the face.
It's too much playing.
There's a lot of playing.
I think that when they had the streak going, they thought that they thought it was over. They thought the division was over, Mark. And I keep hearing people say, well, let's show up a five-game lead. It's May, Mark. It's May. You think the division is locked up with a five? Call me when it's the last week of the season and you're up by five.
Look, they're smarter than that.
Come on.
And I know Osmus just had this little kind of meeting with the team to kind of remind them that, hey, look.
Look at that. That's Fitty set. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Was that live?
Did you see that?
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
That's one of the worst.
You got to watch. You have to.
No, that was earlier.
But you got to, oh, my God, Mark.
Yeah, because the Mets are already playing, right?
He couldn't be. Let me tell you something. Rewind that. Thank you. We got to see that. Now, Mark, just hold it. All right, watch it real quick.
This was earlier today.
You have to see it. Now, look at this. There's nobody more masculine than him. Look at this.
You almost hit the photographer who's down the first baseline with the ball. It was the opening pitch.
Mark, like he'd never touched a ball before. One more time, Gary.
Gary's got to hit that little circle thing so Rob can continue to watch Fitty Cent make his opening pitch tonight at Citi Field.
Mark, am I right? Like, he never touched the ball. Look where the ball goes.
Yeah, he's got a nice little hat, a little Mets jersey on, 50.
Look at this. And he got a little motion.
Dude, it is pretty funny. That is pretty good. Go watch it somewhere. I'm sure it's already on Twitter. And it's Fitty Cent's opening pitch at Citi Field tonight for the Mets and Pirates.
But before you do that, right, before you do that, don't you have to, hold on.
Where are you going? All right, Rob is leaving the room.
Rewind it one more time. I have a young guy who are like, into Fitty. What do they think of him?
Did they see it in there?
Where are
they? Did you see
hold
the
on,
pitch?
Come in quick. Hurry up. I want you to look. This is
Brady Hoke wants you to watch.
This is Fitty. Fitty said throwing out the first pitch at a Mets game.
I thought this was Devin Gardner.
I just want them to know what do they think after you see this young man, right? Look at him.
Hey, Fitty, the catcher's over there.
Look at him. Look at his face.
He's laughing. Embarrassed.
Like he never threw a ball before. Now, let me ask you. Do you lose points? Seriously.
Oh, man. Yeah. The man card comes way down on that one.
You lose points in your man card to get pulled. No, Derek. If you're going to go out there and do all that, and you got the jersey on and the
exactly.
fitted
got
cap,
the fitted everything. You
so you
got
to make sure you throw balls with your buddy or somebody to
exactly.
warm you
warm
up
you
before,
up. Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you where you're going to see that ad nauseum. You know where you're going to see that?
Where?
Not East Lansing, Maurice.
All right, we had to bring the interns in.
He used to date Chelsea Handler, so she's going to run that on her show like
did
crazy.
She? Did he?
Oh, Fitty Cent and Chelsea Handler were huge, Rob. They were big time together.
Really?
For many a moon.
You know what?
She is going to be so embarrassed for him.
You know what? I didn't know she liked chocolate.
Oh, dude. Where you been?
I don't know.
She dates rappers.
That. Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Big timers. She's got some big ones in the resume.
All right.
But Fitty Cent is her, like, main thing. She talks about Fitty a lot.
I told you I took a plane with him.
With Fitty?
He was leaving Detroit. We were heading to Hartford, Connecticut. And he knew my uncle who passed. He knew my uncle because he's from Jamaica, Queens, where I'm from.
Right.
So he knew my uncle. We had a conversation. I mentioned my uncle's name. We talked the entire flight.
Really?
Just like that.
You were sitting literally, what, first class?
First class. He was sitting behind me. I was sitting in front. I turned around and I said, hey. And
hi, Fitty.
I mentioned, I said, hey, I'm Rob Parker, whatever. And he said, I know, I've seen the show, I watch. And I said, I think you knew my uncle. And I told him my uncle's name, Jaime, and he's like, of course I knew your uncle, whatever. And we just had the whole plane, and that's like almost a 2-hour
Well, now
flight.
There's a new conversation.
Yes.
With Fitty. You can't throw.
Unbelievable. Mark.
I'm not even going to insult girls. That was worse than a girl throws. So I'm not going to insult. Women throw better.
Unbelievable.
So I'm not going to insult
when
the
you
females
see
that we have in the room.
I'm sorry,
there.
I know we just kind of got off track, but when you see that, you'll be like, unbelievable. All right, 2-4
Well, your eyes went right to it. But I'm telling you, it's going to be on Chelsea lately, like for 2 weeks.
848-1130 is the number.
You know what? Actually, I think I might rather have him right now than Verlander.
Stop.
Where was I? Oh, for the rest of the trip, 24-11. So they're about to face really good pitching for the next 6 days on the road before they come back home again. They can't let up at all. And there's some issues. What did you say your other issues were other than pitching now? Go one by one, because you had a laundry list at the top of the show.
Well,
blah, blah, blah's bad, the did-it-is bad, the did-it-is.
Well, like, they got holes in the lineup. Look at all the guys who got up to those hot starts. Ask me where, excuse me, Austin Jackson's average is now. It's just, Nick Castellanos, where's his at? Where's his average? They're all, Rajay
Davis.
He's
an average rookie player. He was always going to be average.
Well, no, but when he got off to the hot start, people were going crazy over him, Mark. You know they were. Everybody was in love with Brad Ausmus. That went out the window. Brad Ausmus had a, and again, I hate to critique other reporters, but Mark, when you're in an interview and Brad Ausmus says, I forgot who the reporter was. To be honest, I did. You tell me if you remember. And he said, did you say anything to the team today after they lost 10-0? And Ausmus said, well, we had a team meeting yesterday. And what should your next question be? What did you say to them?
What was mentioned? Sure.
Nothing. It just went by. No.
We had a team meeting.
And then they went on to the next question.
Have a good day.
What? What did you say? Why did you feel compelled to have a team meeting? You got a veteran team. A team that's been to the World Series and been to the ALCS the last couple of years. Why in the world would you need a team meeting?
Yeah, even if he said, look, I just wanted to do it after 40-something games.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, right. Wouldn't you ask that?
Yeah, because he can answer any way he wants.
Right.
You have to ask the question first.
So
he's not going to offer the information to you if you don't ask.
So you look at those things, and you just start to look. The bullpen.
Reporting 101, people.
The bullpen, Mark, bad. I'm sorry. Bullpen, bad. You look at the rotation now. Smiley's okay. I don't know. I'm looking at the team, and it's what I thought it was. You hear me, Dennis Green?
All right, let me go back to bullpen.
Dennis Green, it's what I thought it was.
They are who we thought they were.
They are. And you know what that is? Wild card. I don't see them as a division winner, and I don't see them winning the World Series. I'm going to say it right here and right now.
Well, I wanted to
they
break
don't
down.
Have it.
All right, look, let's do this, we'll do that, we'll do this. I'm going to get back to bullpen and whatever else you think is right now, because this is more of our analysis after where they are. Look, it's easy to analyze after winning. It takes a little bit more to analyze it after losing.
And, Mark, I'm going to tell the people.
When they're winning, everything's fine.
I'm going to tell people listening. If you're listening to other guys on the radio and all they have for you is everything will be okay, don't worry about it, their track records tell me that stop it. Stop. And I'm going to tell you the reason I'm going to say stop it. Because you could go do your research and Elias will do it, Mark. Do you remember when the Red Sox started 2-10?
Yeah.
And you know what they came out with? You know what they said? No team that has ever started 2-10 made the postseason. No team. What happened that year, Mark? I said to them on First Take, there's problems in the clubhouse. We could pull the tape. Too much talent on this team for them to be 2-10. I said there are problems in the clubhouse. They will not make the playoffs. Jay Crawford and Skip Bayless looked at me and said, how can you say that after 12 games of 160? There are 150
this
games
This was the Bobby
left.
Valentine year.
Yes. And I said, there's something wrong. And on this team, there's something wrong. This team is way too talented to be getting beat up and non-competitive. Are you kidding me?
Too Mark, many 10-run games.
If I would have told you that they've given up 34 runs in three games, you tell me no way. And I bet you, if you do
not
the research.
Not to a team that was struggling coming in again for the third time.
I bet you if you do the research, I bet you no team that's ever given up 34 runs in three games ever won a World Series. It doesn't happen. It doesn't even make sense.
That would be a hard one.
Although no, it's not. Elias could find it.
I'm sure Elias could find it.
34 runs?
Well, it's an average of 10. I mean, you get 10 runs. They've given up too many 10-run efforts.
It's an average of 11 points.
And that goes back now. Forget the bad bullpen that you think. It's bad starting pitching.
But the bullpen's bad as well. What, we had a balk-off. We had Nathan give up a game tie in the ninth with two outs or with one out. We saw Phil Koch come in and
give up a
grand slam.
I don't know if I would go
slam.
With bad.
It was bad.
I would say that and I know that they think that the cavalry's coming with Hanrahan. But here's a guy
Good
fresh
luck.
Off surgery.
Good luck.
That you're counting on that much to be the real difference maker in those middle, late innings. A guy who's going to throw you one maybe in the seventh or eighth, maybe move Jabba up a little bit. I thought Jabba would be, I don't know, he's been okay. There are issues with Al Albuquerque, obviously with Phil Koch. And you're right, Jose Valverde got dumped again by the Mets. And Phil Koch remains. Do with it what you will. 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
AM 1130 WDFN has the only outdoor radio show in Detroit. Bob Bauer's Outdoor World, every Saturday morning from 10 to noon. We'll tell you where, when, and how to do it with tips from the experts, plus our fishing guide reports, recipes, and first aid advice. The spring transition is on, and we're on it. Go to our Facebook page and like it. Then tune in to www.bobbowersoutdoorworld.com or AM 1130 WDFN Detroit.
Hey, get up. Come check out The Lighter Side of Golf on Parker and the Man, Monday through Friday between 7 and 10 p.m. for the latest in golf information, golf tips, the PGA Tour, golf products. Do yourself a favor. Check out The Lighter Side of Golf every Monday through Friday with Parker and the Man between 7 and 10 p.m. As always, you can reach me at Bob Krause Golf on Facebook, bobkrausegolf.com, or at Bob Krause on your Twitter. So check it out.
Enjoyed listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Now you can watch us too.
That's right, Rob. You can watch Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Parker and the Man website, parkerandtheman.com, and the Premier Talk Sports Network website, premiersportstalknetwork.com.
So you mean you can watch me eat chicken wings or play with my glasses during commercials?
And you can watch me work very hard while he does such a thing. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man, online streaming and on the radio as well on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, Mar.
Yeah.
Go watch us.